Navratri, the festival of nine nights. Long ago, in the heart of India, nestled between rolling hills and whispering rivers, there was a small village named Shantipur. Life there was simple. Farmers worked in the fields. Children played in courtyards, and the sound of temple bells echoed every evening. The villagers celebrated all the festival with devotion, love, and joy. But every year, they eagerly awaited the arrival of Navratri, the festival of nine nights. This festival of nine nights is dedicated purely to Ma Durga, also known as Goddess Durga Ma. For them, Navratri was not just a time of worship, but a time of renewal, music, dance, fasting, and faith. Every home was decorated with rangolis, lamps, and flowers. The village temple dedicated to Ma Durga became the center of devotion. Among the villagers lived a young boy named Vikram. He was known for his curiosity and his endless questions. "Why do we celebrate Navratri?" he would ask one elder. "Why do we fast?" he would ask another. Sometimes people laughed at his curiosity, but his grandmother, the Dadi Ma, always answered him patiently. "Navratri," she explained one evening as they lit the first lamp of the festival, "is a time when we remember the nine forms of Ma Durga. She represents strength, wisdom, and compassion. We fast not just to control our hunger, but to remind ourselves that the real strength comes from discipline and devotion. It is also the time when we fight our inner demons like anger, greed, jealousy, and pride. Just as Ma Durga fought the mighty demon Mahishasura. On the very first night of Navratri, the temple priest made an announcement that this Navratri, we will keep a sacred lamp burning in the temple for all the nine nights. It will represent the divine energy of Ma Durga. Whoever wishes may come forward to take care of it each night. Many villagers volunteered, but the priest wanted to give everyone a chance. So he made a roster. Each family would take turns to ensure that the lamp never went out. When it was Dadima's turn, she asked Vikram to come along. "It's our responsibility tonight," she told him. Inside the temple, the golden flame flickered gently. The priest handed them extra oil and cotton wicks. "Make sure to feed the lamb whenever it looks weak," he instructed Dadi Ma and Vikram. Vikram sat beside his grandmother watching the flame. Hours passed. Slowly, he grew restless. "It's just a lamp, Dadi. If it goes out, we can light it again tomorrow." Dadi Ma smiled and placed her wrinkled hand on Vikram's shoulder. "No, beta. This lamp is like our faith. If it goes out, it is hard to bring the same warmth back. Our duty is to protect it, no matter what." The grandmother's words stayed in Vikram's mind as he fought off sleeplessness. Every time the flame grew dim, Dadi Ma or Vikram carefully added oil, and the light of the lamp or the diya danced once more. On the seventh night, something unexpected happened. A storm gathered. The winds howled. The rain lashed, and the temple doors rattled. The sacred lamp flickered violently, struggling to stay alive. The priest or the Panditji and other villagers rushed inside, worried that the flame would die. "Cover it with your hands," someone shouted. Another cried, "Fetch some more oil." In the chaos, many thought it was impossible to save the lamp. But Vikram remembered his grandmother's words. He took off his small cotton scarf and shielded the flame with it. Though the scarf burned a little at the edges, the flame survived. The villagers gasped in awe. When the storm passed, the lamp still glowed brightly. The priest or the Panditji looked at Vikram with pride. "You have understood what Navratri truly means, my child." Just as Ma Durga fought fiercely to protect the world from Mahishasura, you fought to protect the light of faith. This is the strength we must all learn, said the Panditji. Vikram's eyes shone for the first time. He understood the deeper meaning of the festival of Navratri. It was not about the sweets, the songs, or even the rituals. It was about keeping the light of goodness alive. No matter how strong the storm of light might be. On the ninth day or the ninth night of Navratri, the entire village gathered in the temple. The sacred lamp still burned brighter than ever. Panditji narrated the story of Ma Durga's victory over Mahishasura, reminding everyone that the festival was about the triumph of good over evil. He then said, "But good and evil are not only in the stories of gods and demons. They live inside us too. Our anger, greed, and selfishness are our inner demons. And just like Vikram protected the lamp the other day, we must all protect the light of truth, kindness, and courage in our hearts," said Panditji to all the villagers. The villagers cheered and clapped. Dadi Ma hugged Vikram proudly. That night, as the drums of Garba and Dandiya echoed through Shantipur, the people danced not just with joy, but with a renewed sense of purpose.